I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We often ask artists where or from what they draw their inspiration, and often the answer is a new love or a bad breakup. Well, for the Denver-based musical group Flowbots, images of protest from Egypt's Tahrir Square and the Occupy movement demonstrations here in the U.S. became the backdrop for the Circle in the Square.
Oh, we're the Circle in the Square.
That's the title cut from the album, The Circle in the Square. Recently, we caught up with three members of the group, founding member of Flowbots, MC Johnny Five, fellow MC Brer Rabbit, and violinist Mackenzie Gault. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
So, Johnny Five, why don't I start with you? Talk about The Circle in the Square. Could you tell us how you came up with the idea, the title?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I think beginning of last year, Brer Rabbit and I had, for a long time, wanted to go to the Middle East and finally had the opportunity to do so. And we ended up being there right when, you know, the Arab Spring was really happening in Tahrir Square and had already happened in Tunisia. And, you know, on the plane ride on the way back, I was scribbling down some lyrics and this image came of We're the Circle in the Square. And, you know, right away I knew that that kind of applied in two directions. It applied to what the conventional wisdom had been about, you know, there's no such thing as democracy in the Arab world. You can't have it. They don't want it. And at the same time, what was the image that these same commentators were now broadcasting all over the world? It was literally a circle of people in Tahrir Square. It was a circle in a square. So that's where that image was kind of born. And then as we played with it and explored it more, and as 2011 unfolded, suddenly we saw circles of communities of people in public squares all over the world, including the United States.
Brer Rabbit, you want to pick up the thread there and relate it to Occupy as well? Is that part of the story too?
Yes, actually, when we were going in to record, that's right when Occupy kicked off in New York. And it was pretty amazing just to see this wave of participation happening all over the world, and especially in the United States. And it was really great to talk to young people who, for the first time in their lives, get to see people participating. And that kind of energy definitely fed the creative process and gave us even more of a reason as to why we were trying to get this album out.
Do you want to play a little bit more of Circle in the Square just to give people, because the words are, the lyrics are very important to the message. Do you want to play a little bit more?
Let's do it.
The time is now. Our time has come. We show them how, what can't be done. No matter what they say or they don't say, we make a way out of no way. Against the gun, beneath the veil. Yes, we can, too big to fail. We are the ones we're waiting for. We save ourselves, praise the
Lord. We are sly in the family, stone in calamity. Triumph, we're prone to the domes of these Goliaths.
I'm always interested in how people match the lyric with the sound or the beat, or you know what I mean? Does anybody want to address that for me? Tell me about that.
Our songs always kind of start in different ways. Sometimes they start with the lyrics first, and then we kind of design the music around that. Sometimes they start with the music first, and then the lyrics are kind of done afterwards to complement the music. In this case, I think it was kind of a situation of both simultaneously happening at the same time. Jamie and Stefan had these, or Johnny Five and Brer Rabbit, they had these lyrics and this idea for the song, and our bassist, Jesse Walker, had this kind of rumbling kind of quasi-aggressive bass line that he had been working on, and I think they kind of discovered that those two things just fit together really well.
I think it's okay to peep that Jamie Laurie is Johnny Five. I think it's okay that Stephen Brackett is Prayer Rabbit. I think it's okay your nom de guerre to let people know, peep behind the curtain.
They're more than just rappers. They're human beings just
exactly.
Like the rest of us.
That's why we've never been in two places at once.
I have a clip of Johnny Five, Jamie. I have a clip of you on YouTube addressing the protesters at Occupy Denver last year. I'm just going to play a short clip of that. Here it is.
I guess I just want to offer. Let's not argue over arrests. Let's do make sure people are safe, whether risking arrests or not. I also want to put it out there. The arrests can add to the momentum.
Tell me what's going on there. Was that like a call and response? It is a call and response, but what was happening?
That particular night, there was folks in Occupy Denver who were anticipating that the police were going to evict them from their, you know, the tents that they had set up. And I think there was this big argument happening within folks there about whether or not they should get arrested or not get arrested. And you know, in my experience, that's a personal decision. And I mean, first of all, if you're getting arrested, it should be you're taking a stand and saying, I believe in this strong enough that I'm willing to risk arrest in a nonviolent way. So we're talking about nonviolent civil disobedience. But I was trying to point out that both people who want to and are not willing to be arrested have a role to play. And I like to think that that little piece of conversation for those folks there helped to kind of unify people rather than to continue with the divisions that were happening.
Talk to me about why you wanted to be there at that place at that time and what role you saw yourself playing.
You know, as Brer Rabbit said, we started recording the album on the day that Occupy began, and I think it felt alluring to wanting to be there with folks. Like, that would be the natural place, I think, for me to want to be, is with the folks who are changing the landscape of the national conversation through direct action. But we were in the studio, and so it was just on a few occasions where, you know, it really seemed important to be there. I saw Flobots fans who were at Occupy, you know, wearing kind of our little signature flag bandanas. And so I thought, like, this is me 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I need to make sure to be there when I can to kind of, I don't know, help to be some kind of a positive force in the conversation.
Hmm.
This is Brer Rabbit, and I think that it still is romance. It still is love. It still is extraordinarily personal. We try to write our music for the people, not the issues themselves. And if we're talking about a democracy, that is a relationship among each other. And falling in and out of love with the process and then trying to do something with it, it's deeply, deeply personal. And I think a lot of people have been bruised in the process of trying to be involved to even, like, love this process, and it needs a lot of work. So I think there's a lot of that heartbreak is still the impetus behind the music that we write.
Let's play a little bit from Sides, which is, I think something that picks up on the point that you were making in that YouTube clip that I just played about who are you in this kind of thing. I'll just play a little bit of it, and then we can talk about it.
A voice from the wilderness, Detroit and Port-au-Prince, building a movement from the basic ingredients, immediate response, the reaction to the chemicals, screaming compassion from the tractions of the tennis shoes, with academics trapped in academies who don't renew movement or produce strategies, open to the data stream, emptiness we had to fill, build a resistance to opiates and imbeciles.
I hate to take a side, I gotta take a side, when it's time to take a side, stand up for what is right, or should I say left, cause that's usually where I find myself, aligned for the future that we're trying for, slogan on my signboard, looking across the line, you're tired, you're scared, you're working overtime, war fatigues, Christ Lord, another giant's born, midwife by the phantoms that I'm crying for.
This song is about lines and looking across one line to another line of people. I mean, so often in these kind of standoffs and protests, you find yourself on one side and there's another side over there. And so it really is that, like, that human tendency to yearn for a relationship and dialogue and community with the other side, and to recognize that, like, ultimately the movement that is going to really transform things is one that is so inviting that there aren't sides, that it's a circle that invites everybody in, it's inclusive. And that's what movements are at their very best, is it just kind of is a change, a transformation of an entire population of people at once.
One for my dreams, two for my doubts, three for the people that have been left out, four for the love that can save us, five for the names on the grave, Troy Davis, six for the pain, seven for the patience, eight for the strains of the tough conversations, nine for the kids on the front lawn, racing to ten, the joy that can never be taken.
For all the wife you've forsaken, the times I've mistaken, the side that I've taken, and the life that I'm making, for the missed demonstrations, the time I lack patience.
I love this song, and I love the way it came together, especially Mackenzie's viola on this song. Just, she went into the studio, she did that pretty much right off the cuff, right? I mean, it just
in about an hour, yeah. I think, you know, rarely we have a situation where we go into the studio not knowing what we're going to record. This was one of those songs where we kind of put it all together in the studio, which was an interesting experience.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with three members of Flobots. We're talking about their latest album, The Circle in the Square. With me are members Johnny Five, MC Brer Rabbit, and Mackenzie Gault. Speaking of this whole question of inclusiveness and decision making, I'm very interested in how you make decisions within the group about how the song comes together, because I noticed it in the liner notes that there was a lot of discussion around that particular song. And one of the criticisms of Occupy was that it was so busy being inclusive that nobody was in charge, no decisions ever got made, and as a consequence, it was impossible to actually make any gains. In contrast to the Tea Party, which very quickly sorted itself out and became very motivated to win local elections and win congressional elections, and as a consequence, within a very short period of time, had a major impact on American politics. And I realize that's a big question, but I am interested in among yourself. You have that every day because you are obviously very interested in each other's perspective on how the music comes together. You could see a situation where you'd never get out of the studio.
This is Br'er Rabbit. I think we'll throw a few different responses at you. I think one of them, especially in comparing Occupy and the Tea Party movement, I think they're two very different goals. I think one is about narrowing the focus, slitting your eyes and only seeing one or two things, and the other one was kind of about opening up the conversation. I think if you are trying to organize people around inquiry and criticism, it doesn't rally as many people to the cause. Not so many people come together when you're talking about critical thinking. But if you are talking about an us and them, or you're doing scapegoating, it's very, very easy, and it's one of the oldest methods to organize people by creating and demonizing the other. I think that the Occupy movement and saying, like, we are the 99%, I think that's one of the challenges of it, but I also think it's actually one of the things that makes it successful is that people came together at all under that banner.
Interesting. Mackenzie, can I get you to take the question? Particularly interesting in how do you all come to agreement in the studio among yourselves? Does everybody get an equal vote?
You know, that's tough. I don't know that I would say that everybody always gets an equal vote, but it is very much a democracy in a lot of ways. I think, you know, with any situation, any political party, any leader that you have, there may be one or two leaders, main guys, you know, front guys, that are kind of the voice of the group. And then there's, you know, tons of people behind them helping to help them come to that decision and get to that point where they can stand up and be the voice. And I guess a band sort of works in a similar way, this band in particular. You know, a lot of people may look at this band and see Stefan and Jamie as the front people, the voice. They're the ones saying the words. They're the ones, you know, standing at the front. But that doesn't make, you know, me or Jesse or Kenny any less capable of making a decision behind the scenes and then saying, okay, now you go put that out there. And I think that's kind of how we work, you know. So I've written a lot of songs on the album. You know, other people have written songs on the album, and I think we're able to, in that recording process, have one person say, okay, now this is finished.
Do you ever get on each other's nerves?
Of course.
That's, what?
That process is never easy, but, you know, we do what we can.
it's a five-way marriage, a band is. And, you know, like, I think sometimes the bumps and bruises actually make it even better. All the stuff that we've gone through, the different ways that we can support each other when we're feeling weak, it's been amazing, and I think it makes us better musicians in the end. But, yeah, we get on each other's nerves, and, like, we also get to cry and laugh together in ways that you don't get to do unless you've, like, really been through the stuff with people.
Musicians are supposed to be temperamental and selfish and all about their vision. I mean, come on.
Luckily, none of us are.
If you're looking for some drama, you're not likely to find any with us. We're a relatively drama-free band.
Stefan, I wanted to ask you, though, do you ever feel kind of alone in it as artists who are very deeply concerned about the issues of the day, in that there was a time when, you know, rap was very political, but that moment is not now. There was a moment, as we remember, when people would say, you know, rap is the CNN of the streets, right?
Yeah, or,
but I don't think people are saying that very much now. A lot of rap is about, you know, other things. Magnums, you know, dancing in the club and so forth. Do you ever feel kind of alone in it?
Not one bit. I think what's really important is, like, what people are saying is that rap's not about that. I think that there are a lot of more top 40 and high-selling artists who are very much rapping about capitalism. But there always has been, and there always will be, MCs who are rapping about their actual experiences. I don't think that hip-hop will ever be divorced from its origins in that regard. And in the same way, I think it's really important, if we allowed ourselves to feel alone, then we could allow ourselves to be alone. And any point in time, if you're feeling that way, like, all we have to do is look up, like, call other musicians, all these amazing people that we've met who are doing it on the streets and then doing it on the microphones. Like, just amazing activism and music at the same time. And their numbers are legion. So it's one of those things that we can't allow ourselves to feel, because it's not the truth that we choose. Because we can talk about, like, Invincible in Detroit, or just all of these amazing folks, Tim McElrath and the rest of Rise Against. Just there's a list of people that we talk to regularly who are amazing musicians, and particularly in hip hop, there's tons. Hmm. So no, we don't feel alone.
So what should we go out on? What cut should we go out on? Do your Democratic thing. Everybody agree?
Do you want to do Occupy Earth or no? Would you?
Occupy.
Could you Occupy Earth?
Occupy Earth. Okay. Occupy Earth is a cut.
How easy that was?
Oh, I know. No, you were rehearsed. Occupy the Earth is from the album The Circle in the Square. It's the latest from the Flobots. We were visiting with three members of the group, Johnny Five, Brer Rabbit, and Mackenzie Gault. They were kind enough to join us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Thank you all so much for joining us, Flobots.
Thanks so
we enjoyed
much for
it.
Thanks for having us.
Been a long time. You were born one day. You were gonna die. Oh. When you clocked in, can't remember what you've forgotten. So, let me tell you how it is here, to exist here, living on this sphere. Hey, there was something called emotion and sensation, and they feel this way.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bridget Armstrong, Freddie Boswell, Bridget DeShagas, Andrew Limbong, Sanaj Meshkinpour, Amitha Parasher, and Amy Ta. Our intern is Azmi Abusam. Our editors are Alicia Montgomery and Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our directors this week were Arjun Hutchins and Emily Oxenschlager. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. The technical director is Neil Tivolt, with audio engineers Sean Phillips and Greg Gavin. Our special thanks to engineering supervisor Kevin Langley. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. Our executive producer is Toshima Walker. And today we say farewell to our supervising senior editor, Portia Robertson-Migas, and we wish her the very best in her new role as NPR's general manager of new programming. And remember, to tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The handle is at TellMeMoreNPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.